Salam, and again, once again, welcome. I hope everyone is having a great Feast of Tabernacles. And today, let us use this opportunity to understand maybe even deeper some parts of the teachings and explore in depth what how can we benefit even more by following them. And today we will focus on exercising, as exercise is one of the necessities for physical health, and physical health is a prerequisite for spiritual life. So let's take a moment, close our eyes, and observe the silence, bring God's energy among us, and hopefully we will have a wonderful lecture. So all thanks to God, and Salam once again. In though the prerequisites of spiritual life are listed as physical health, mental equilibrium, and spiritual cleanliness, and for physical health there are seven necessities that the person lives in the environment. These are fresh air, sunshine, good food, pure water, good rest, exercise and inner size, concentration, and the use of power of the mind. So in our last lecture, we covered the inner size, and we covered yoga and reminder, yoga asanas and reminder. And today, I would like to give a little bit information about exercise and exercising. And exercising, as it's also said here in the teachings, is very useful to stimulate the circulation and provide the body and the brain with more blood, and ease the work of the heart, and provide relaxation and health. And again, once again, just like exercising and just like everything else, exercising can be of three kinds. I would like to remind this to all of us that in the teachings it's again said that everything can be of three kinds, from knowledge, from sattva, from raja, passion, and from ignorance, tama. So again, exercising, just like everything else, will benefit the person and everyone else if it's done from knowledge. Again, following the middle path, not letting anything become the master of the person, but doing things from knowledge when necessary, as much as necessary, and in an appropriate way. So exercising in this way, again, is a great tool for one person to make the physical body healthier, even help learn how the body functions, and also focus the mind. And in this next section, I would like to go over what is exercise, how it is defined, what humanity knows, and what are its categories and different kinds. Physical exercise is identified as any bodily activity that enhances or maintains physical fitness and overall health or wellness. And It can be performed for strengthening muscles and the cardiovascular system and honing athletic skills and weight loss or maintenance and for sometimes for enjoyment like in sports. And exercising can be executed under three forms. Flexibility exercises such as stretching improve the range of motion, muscles and joints. Aerobic exercises such as cycling, swimming, walking and running, hiking and playing sports like tennis and which focus on increasing cardiovascular endurance. And anaerobic exercises such as weight training, functional training or sprinting, which increase short-term muscle strength. So when people go and lift weights in the gyms, it falls in this category, anaerobic exercises, and people when they go and do cardio and run or do bicycling and do those kind of things, it's aerobic exercises. And usually at the end or before starting, to warm up and at the end to stretch, when they do those exercises, it falls in the category of flexibility. Yes. And these are how the exercises can be executed. And the general categories, now exercising is given under two categories. One, strength training. In strength training, usually the resistance is used to contract the muscles to build strength and anaerobic endurance, just like, again, weightlifting and or the size of the skeletal muscles. There are many methods of this training, but mostly like weightlifting and resistance work is commonly used. And this exercise sometimes becomes aerobic exercise when done through circuit training, but usually it's under the anaerobic endurance. And also the second category is agility training. And the agility training is defined as the ability to change the body's position efficiently and requires the integration of isolated movement skills and using a combination of balance, coordination, speed, reflexes, strength, endurance, and stamina. Like, these are usually like the group exercises people do, like aerobic exercises, or even dancing and choreographed other done in usually in groups. And in this section now, I would like to go over, even though in the other lecture we mentioned a little bit about Pilates. Pilates is an exercise system also, but it uses the strength training and also the agility training. Therefore, it's a mix of these exercises. If done properly, it can benefit the person in both strengthening the muscles and also giving the person agility. And another advantage of Pilates is that it doesn't add too much muscle like in bulks, but it helps a person use its inner muscles, the core muscles, close to the spinal column so that the structure of the body strengthens and the movement ability of the person increases and right movement. Pilates focuses the mind with proper breathing and teaches awareness of one's own body and movement. So therefore, it can serve as a base to strengthen the muscles and prepare the body for more aerobic exercises and also yoga exercises. because as the person learns how to move efficiently without doing any harm on the body, and breathing properly by doing these slow movements, controlled slow movements, and then it will be he or she will be ready to do more aerobic exercises that requires more endurance and even maybe more speed or strength. And also in yoga exercises, and strengthening the inner cores, inner muscles will help the person prevent any injuries. So Pilates is therefore is a good physical fitness system. And if we go into the history a little bit, it was developed by Joseph Pilates, a gymnast, a German gymnast, in the beginning of the 20th century, in 1900s. And he was born in Germany, and then around the time of the First World War, Moot was traveling with a sports team in England, and when the World War One started, because he was a German national, he was put in a prison, in a hospital prison, and spent probably a couple of years there. And during his time there, there were some patients that were bound to their beds and could not move, and he used like muscle. He used like simple things like ropes that he tangled from the ceiling or like springs, and to help these patients move their limbs, like arms and legs, and just to strengthen their muscles a little bit or give them something to work with, rather than just lying on the bed all day. And the health of these patients improved dramatically, and there was even an epidemic, and none of these patients, the story goes, that get ill or died because of these diseases. So as time went, and Pilates went back to Germany after the First World War, but the Nazis were taking over Germany at that time, so he left for the United States. And in the United States with his wife, they started this small studio, even improving the system that they were calling at that time Contrology, because Pilates believed his method used the mind to control the muscles. And there, when they were in their studio, there was a dance studio next to them, and there were a lot of dancers that were coming in to rehabilitate their bodies after like an injured, or prevent themselves to get more injuries. And as time went, and his system started to grow, caught more attention. But while he was alive, the Pilates did not really make a breakthrough. But after, towards the end of the 20th century, after a court rule in the United States that Pilates is a generic exercise system and can be used by all, and by the corporations taking over, the Pilates system also just had its breakthrough and spread all over the earth, world, and now there, it is said that over 15 million people practicing this system. So the reason I'm going into more detail on Pilates is that it's kind of like the base of exercising, to make the body more stronger, without putting too much emphasis on growing too much muscles, but for health reasons, as it is advised in the teachings. Pilates system is a really can be a great tool when used from knowledge, of course, without getting attached to it, and by knowing the self and done from knowledge, and it can give the person relaxation and also strengthening the muscles and learning how the body moves and getting the proper alignment of the body and centering and concentration and learn how to breathe properly. And in fact, these are the principles of Pilates system that Joseph Pilates listed when he first started to form this exercise system. And with, of course, when Joseph Pilates started to form this exercise, it was all mat work and done without any use of equipment. But later on, as things improve, he invented some equipment to also work the body. And one of the most common equipment that is used in Pilates today is the reformer. Maybe some of you might have heard of it. It's kind of like a rowing equipment, you could say, using springs and the resistance of those springs to work muscles. And there are many exercises that can be done on these reformers. And also, another good equipment that is used in Pilates is that the Cadillac or trapeze table. There are also, of course, in a well-equipped Pilates studio, there will be many more equipments like the window chair and the ladder barrel and things like that, which are very beneficial if used, again, appropriately. And another thing is that Pilates, all those looks like a really simple system, because it is focused on strengthening the inner muscles. It was always suggested to be undertaken under the guidance of a fully trained trainer, an expert, so that the person will eliminate the risk of getting injured and learn the movements properly and rehabilitate his or her body and learn so that he or she can practice in greater degrees. So this is the Pilates system as exercising. But again, as we said, Pilates system by itself is can give the person a base to exercise. But if balanced with even more aerobic exercises, like swimming or running and things that the person enjoys and which will give the person a better blood circulation and strengthen the outer muscles, then the person will have a really balanced exercise. And of course, again, it should be keep in mind that things should be done from knowledge, but not from ignorance or passion. So this is the Pilates system. And in the In this point, I would like to go over a little bit of the video that we had prepared for the mission and the Pilates session there, so that if anyone practicing that will have a better or understanding or insight of how it's done, or what more useful for.
Someone wants to know your opinion.
I guess so. I don't know what that was.
It's funny.
Is my sound coming through okay now? It says I might be experiencing some audio quality. Is it okay though? Can everyone hear me okay?
Good sound here. It sometimes says that when you use more resources on your computer, it gets worried, but it sounds okay. Mm.
Okay. Yeah, in this video, what we did was, like, even though this is still a like a beginner's level, there are some movements here that can be a little bit or more higher levels. But it starts with sitting down again and kind of like centering yourself, breathing and bringing the energy to the higher chakras, so that the exercise will give us the best benefit. Here we put like an disclaimer, kind of like not a disclaimer, but just a warning that everyone should do the exercises according to their body and fitness level. And if any pain, and I think this goes for any exercise system, if it is not really always true, no pain, no gain motto is not really always works, because as you get more sensitive and realize how your body works, you don't really need to feel any pain, but just have the body work properly by easing the mind. I think that's why the meditation is the most important and gives the person the good balance, of course, with prayer. And meditation, in a meditation, the person can understand how to be, just be, and then using that state of being, just be active also, just like in exercising or in exercising, hold that state of being and hold the body still. So that's why if any pain, then you can just breathe out and let your body find its correct form and then continue. But if you are still having pain and you cannot do anything about it, just relax, lay down, go to like corpse pose, just lay down and just relax. Sometimes we experience difficulty because we push too much. The mind goes too fast and pushes the body beyond its limits too fast. So that's why we put this. And in this first movement here, we just breathe. If done properly, this exercise just warms the body, and it's most necessary to warm the body before exercising. Even though this whole series that we have over here in the video, I hope everybody can see it here, is like a warm-up. The whole session is kind of like a warm-up, but yet again, it is very important to warm the body so the muscles will be ready for exercising. So therefore, we're just sitting on our sit bones and breathing in and breathing out, and keeping the body just one thing about Pilates is we are trying to keep the spinal column, fixed, not moving in the pelvis, not moving on the neck, so that we can feel the diaphragm move and get deeper breaths, inhalations and exhalations, so that the body is fed with enough oxygen. And to feel that, you have to just focus, probably keep the mind keep the eyes still, and just breathe, so that that movement becomes deeper and you can feel it. So a suggestion to feel that is that in Pilates, you can put your hands next to your ribs and kind of like squeeze the ribs a little bit, so that when you breathe, the ribs kind of pushes the hands out, and you feel the chest expanding. After the belly expanding, the chest expands and it goes towards your armpits and even to your shoulders and to your back. The lungs kind of like squeezes or pushes towards the floor. And when you feel that breath, and we just keep the focus on that breath, and the movements, it just comes from that attention, from that focus. Here exercise here, first you just learn how to move the pelvis, isolating the pelvis, the hip area, and then afterwards, as you do that, with every inhalation, you just bring first first your bottom, and then your lower back, and then all the way up to your shoulder blades. And this exercise is really helpful to relax the back. Can everyone see like the video, or is it streamlining in your screens, or is it stopping, freezing?
It's working good here.
It does? All right, great.
You might, you could try maximizing it if you want, Eunice, but it might make it worse. I'm not sure.
Let's see. Oh, is it good on yours? No.
Yeah, maximizing it makes it larger, but it makes it more jerky too, just naturally, because it's like bigger. So, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Either way, it looks all right.
Now, if you would like to follow along, you could just go to the schedule in the feast, and you can find the video in the schedule under like the Pilates. There's a link, and this is from the mission website directly. So here the second movement, or probably the third movement, was moving of the hands up and down and kind of like expanding the back a little bit, upper back, and then in the next movement moving the arms and down and up towards the head, kind of like expanding the chest. Here again, the most important thing is to have the back really be in touch with the floor, not just keeping the arms move up. And this is mostly the important thing in Pilates, keeping the core of the body still, but just letting the limbs move. Like in this case, you having the shoulder blades fixed in your back and just letting the arms move. And these three arm movements are very relaxing also, and as well as working the back and the shoulder muscles and even the chest muscles, along with the abdomens. is very relaxing. So, and during this series, also another important thing is to keep the breath like flowing. So keeping the neck long, away from the shoulders, just like meditating, also is very important and suggested to keep the breathing properly. Pretty much like in every level, in any type of exercise, these kind of like small movements to warm the muscles, to warm the body, and to get warm, you don't have to really sweat or feel like you're burning, but just have the body, you know, warm up a little bit, kind of like oiled up, so it will work smoother. In the next exercise in the video, it goes to the hip movement. And in this exercise, the important thing is to keep the upper body, like your ribs, fixed, not moving, still on the floor, and having the lower side of your body, your legs, move from one side to another, so that the belly and the stomach kind of like stretches. So the most important thing is like keeping the body long and keep breathing. One thing that is different in Pilates or this kind of exercises than strength training or like using weights is that in this kind of exercise, you let the body work with the gravity but with its own weights. And at the same time, you use your focus to keep the body still while moving some parts. And that makes more muscles, that brings more muscles into play. Like in this next exercise, if you can see the leg moving up and down, in the beginning, people usually tend to do this exercise using only the thighs, the muscles in their the large muscles in the legs, and disregarding every other muscle like the usually the abdomens and the muscles around the pelvis and on the hips and on the back like of the legs. So when you try to keep the back and just glued to the floor, it pushes you to use those muscles as well. And that's the key to have all your muscles work rather than just the ones that are stronger. So one thing that I can mention here about like this Pilates exercising system or any exercise that you can do from knowledge is that it should work the entire body, not just like your strong muscles, but the entire body. And also, exercise can be a tool to even help the person understand the lower self and overcome it, I guess. Because usually, when people do exercise, they would like to do things that they feel okay or they're good at, and which boosts their ego. And they would not like to do things that are don't feel good to them or they think they're not good at. So usually when people, especially like men, start doing exercises like this way, mm-hmm. They feel uncomfortable because the slow movements and the necessity of concentration. But it can be a tool to face the ego and yourself. So I think it can help even in spiritual endeavors again. And going along with the video, in the next series, then the leg movements like started to get even a little bit harder because instead of using just one leg and keeping the other one on the floor, then you bring the other leg up and you use it, you fix it on the in the air and you move the other one. So there now more muscles have to be active and keeping the lower back on the floor gets really hard here. When you, like in this exercise, when you extend your leg upward and your back wants to, your like pelvis wants to move also, but you with your stomach muscles, you just keep the pelvis still and the back on the floor, and that gives you the workout or working of the inner muscles. And again, if in any sphere, in any part, if you lose the ease of your mind, it should, you know, you should just stop. And another thing that's, I think, very important about exercising is that you don't, it doesn't have to be too long. That you don't have to spend like hours in the gyms or anywhere to have your body work properly. Or you don't have to go and do very hard training like too often. But if done from knowledge and keeping the mind focused, a workout that will last maybe even half an hour, or like it, just like in this video, like 40-45 minutes, will give you the necessary workouts. And while working the body, also having the mind concentrated, the person will benefit even to a further extent. And in the next exercise here shown in the video, the person tries to learn how to bring the upper body up, the chest and the neck and the head up without like putting too much stress on the neck. Therefore, you are trying to reach with the fingers towards the heels, and you kind of like come up towards your shoulder blades. This is very important in exercising because, again, the concept is that you keep your spinal column long and not putting stress on your neck, and have the breath continue. This exercise is one of the most popular or famous exercises of Pilates. It's called 100 because the person moves the hands 100 times up and down while breathing in and breathing out 5 times. 5 counts. And if the person doesn't breathe properly, the upper body starts to move also. But if you keep the upper body still and just move the arms and breathe deeply in this exercise, you will feel like the warm sensation in the stomach area and even in the chest, and it gives the person a good exercise of the core muscles. And also, just like exercise, I think in exercise it is really important from going from one exercise to another to give the body enough rest. Again, in this video, it is a little shorter than maybe it is ideal, but maybe around a minute or so it will be could be good, especially in the beginning level if the person is new to exercising, because the body adjusts itself to the exercises or the new stress that is put on it gradually. And as it improves, then you don't have to really push with the mind too much, but just ease the mind. So that gives the person also patience, and I think humbles the ego rather than I can do it and push it too much, and I think that's where the injuries come in. This next exercise, where you have the fingers on the back of the head, is very, very useful for the, again, the abdomens and the core muscles, and especially the sides of the bellies, and burn those unnecessary unwanted fats in those areas, accumulated in those areas. But again, it should be practiced according to the level of the person. If any pain is there during these exercises on the neck, you could have your neck on the floor and just use the legs follow with the arms.
Hey, Eunice? Then,
yeah.
Can I ask two quick questions?
Sure, yeah, please.
If you are having pain in your neck when you're doing these exercises, does that mean you're doing them wrong, or just like your core is not strong enough, or what exactly does it mean? And if you leave your neck on the floor for a while and you do the exercises, will you eventually develop the muscles to be able to lift them off? Or is a little pain okay, or what?
No, it's the neck will be really relaxed as you get used to it. But in the beginning, if you have any pain, you could stop. You could rest your neck on the floor. I think the tricky thing is there that your next time if you do it, your pelvis, your hips, and the pubic bone, as you move your head up, will try to come up too. Like your pelvis will try to come towards your like belly button. It will try to push up and kind of like come up from the floor. And the tricky thing is to keep the belly button and the pelvis towards the floor, not like popping up, but keep them on the floor. And while keeping them on the floor and long, have the upper body gradually raise and exercise in that spot. And if, as you see in the exercise, it's kind of like fast, and you have to keep your mind focused on many things. You have to breathe, and there are the movements, and then and at the same time you have to have this the pelvis and the belly button like fixed. So it kind of takes a little bit of time to have the coordination of all these things going, you know, done simultaneously. But as we talked about a little bit ago, as your body like adjusts itself little by little, it just becomes like automatic. You don't have to do much, but you just realize, oh, how come I don't have any pain now? Okay. Just gone because sometimes the muscles just adjust. But to help that, you could just, if you have pain, you just go back to the, you know, the preparation. Try to work how the, you know, the neck comes from up from the floor, and or you could put your fingers on your hips and make sure your hips stays down, stays low, and that might make a difference. But yeah, most people, when you first start, and in fact pretty much like everyone feels that that the neck exercises is a little bit harder than the rest of the series. Is that helps? Like,
yes.
It makes sense?
Yes, that does. Mm-hmm.
So, and also, like, it could look like simple, but there are many things going on, like, doing these exercises, and it's really important to, like, have a like mental ease. Like usually many trainers suggest their like students to kind of like have a smile on their face so that they're not really too aggressive and kind of like observing, kind of like staying in a meditative state of being. I think that gradually just lets the body improve itself and without getting injured. This next exercise and the double leg stretch is probably like the one of the hardest in this series. And again, if you have trouble with the neck, you could have the neck down and just open the arms and legs to the opposite sides, and just try to let the breathing become even deeper, so that when you inhale, you feel your back, your upper back, shoulders fill with the oxygen, and when you exhale, the stomach like kind of goes inward and pushing the diaphragm up. The next three exercises are done on the sides of the body here. These are really, it will feel like really weird on your like buttocks if done right. It will feel like that you've got kind of like get a shot on your bottom. The thing that you should watch out here is that you should the hips should be kept like fixed, and only your knee and the feet moving here. Your body not going back, but just keeping it still. And your neck long, again, your spinal column long from your bottom all the way to the head. And here in the next one, when you raise the knee and the feet up and then pulling it inward, one thing to watch out is to have the knee stay fixed, not moving the lower part of the leg, the angle on the knee fixed here. It will give you even a better workout in the on the hamstrings, the back muscles on the legs, upper legs, and also on the on your bottom buttocks. Does anyone have any questions at this point? If you do, please just like Nur, feel free to. I guess just ask, or let me ask that: has anyone done this series? Like, what do you think? How was it? If any of you follow the videos, did you like it? Is it work?
I've done the series in my Pilates class, and I think they're great. I followed along the video. I didn't go through the whole thing, and then I did some also on my own. I did want to comment, too. That's a really good point, that staying laying down. Is this working? Am I coming through okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, because I heard laughter. I just wanted to say, because Noor had asked the question about your neck, because I also had the same problem with my neck, and my Pilates teacher who had a studio in New York, she did mention that when you stay laying down and do the exercises, you're getting the exact same benefits. So I thought it was worth mentioning that you're still getting all the benefits even if you don't always lift your neck.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it also. And the biggest problem was to watch the video when I was down on the floor. I cannot see it, so I was always back and forth. And
yeah.
Maybe after a few times it will be all right, but it's to follow. But it's very interesting to hear that the body doesn't move. Only one part of it is moving. That I was not... knowing that. Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, shalom everyone. Me and Saraji had to go somewhere, so we were late a little bit, so we don't know really what was the first half an hour, if there's any way you can summarize it for us, that would be good. Yeah. And also, the question is, what is the difference between the yoga and Pilates? It's a little more movement, but it almost seems to be like a yoga.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, it is. As we talked like yesterday, it is mostly taken from like yoga and some aerobic exercises, but especially like the things that are done on the mat, just like this mm-hmm. this one the video we have, it's so similar. Mm-hmm. It is just a little bit faster. Instead of holding the postures, you move more, and instead of like holding breath, you just keep breathing in and out, and sometimes mm-hmm. faster. I think that's the main difference. It is kind of like a lighter yoga. That it feels that mm-hmm. way when I do it. You feel your muscles, maybe the inner muscles, a little bit more than you feel in the maybe in yoga, but you feel less. Like work on your glands than in yoga.
Okay. Do you rest between any exercise, each exercise, or you continue moving on?
Well, usually in a group session, you kind of like have to exercise because not everyone is in the same level.
Mm-hmm.
But if the person does if I'm working on my own, I usually don't rest too much because it then gives you like two ways of like working the body. You kind of like get the muscles stronger, and at the same time having the increasing the heart rate a little bit, you kind of get a little bit of like a aerobic exercise or a cardio exercise kind of a little bit.
Also,
go ahead.
Well, Eunice said earlier that I think before you were here that this video specifically is almost entirely like a warm up. Like in many ways, it can be used as mm-hmm. a full Pilates class, especially for beginners like us. But that in terms of real Pilates, almost all of this is a warm up, just a warm up. So perhaps the more intensive Pilates exercises are less like yoga, and more like, you know, what we're used to as exercise. Am I correct in that, Eunice?
Yeah, that's true. And also, like today, most of the Pilates workouts are done on like equipments, especially the one that's called Vformer, using more resistance of the springs and the weight of the body. So it is kind of like maybe not real weightlifting, but using resistance and strengthening the body, like the muscles, but not like the weightlifting and having the, you know, the outer muscles just pump with blood and grow like in size. So it is kind of like Pilates is kind of like in between those strenuous exercises and a little bit of yoga postures, and the mat series, but is so similar, and maybe just the way it is done is different than maybe yoga.
And you exercise this every day?
Me?
Yeah.
Or? Well, I don't really exercise by myself because I just do these when I teach class, and I have been in the past like 7-8 months, I have been teaching a class pretty much every day, or 5-6 times a week. But while you have like a group session and you have others working, you don't really get a, you know, you don't really exercise because you have to talk and tell how the effort is done, and sometimes you go and help the others do the things properly. But I don't think you have to do it, like, I think doing every day will be overdoing it. Usually people come like to sessions 2 or 3 times a week, and usually it is recommended that, you know, they do like, if they want to come 3 times or more, like 4 times, I usually recommend them to come into yoga class also, and or maybe do like go and swim or do something like that also.
Also, if you do like yoga, after a while you can just do some maintenance. You don't have to really, unless you become a professional yogi, teach yoga teacher, you don't have to do it every day or as intensely as you start when you started, right?
That's true. Like doing it for knowledge also, and that's the, I think, the amazing thing. When I first started, I was probably more like too eager to learn and not knowing the teachings of at that time. Also, pushing myself probably harder and sweating a lot more. Especially like the first probably couple of months, and the exercises seemed like impossible, like the postures seemed like impossible to do. But yeah, as I think the mind, as the mind like relaxes and ease, and as your breathing like gets deeper. And the postures like are just really held comfortably, and you don't really have to do it, because then probably the yoga doesn't end in the class. Then you probably just breathe that way during the, you know, the, just like in meditation, if the mantra, the rhythm of the mantra is lost, you could probably just still the mind and find the rhythm, and then just go from there, or meditating on the word. I think just the same thing with yoga. You don't have to do it much, but when you do it, or you know what you should do, like if what how the body can relax and what the body needs, as you do it, you get the proper inner size or exercise, and it doesn't become the master. It should not become the master, but free you from unnecessary mundanity. So,
great. Okay.
I think that's what people are missing now. Like, I remember in the United States going to a yoga class. There usually were people that could like do the hardest postures very, very comfortably, and you know they could go into these unbelievable looking like postures, but they just didn't know how they were doing it. Their body were just too flexible that they can do it, but it doesn't really help them. And I was one, the instructor at that time was telling them that yoga is not just putting the body in difficult situations or postures. And I was struggling next to them just doing even the simple things. with my like tight knees and large thighs and all that. And he told us like, you know, this guy here is, in fact, has a advantage over you because he has to learn how to ease the mind to just even do the like the simple postures. So that was, of course, when I first heard it, it didn't really like make sense to me because how can I have advantage? I was definitely struggling there, but later on, I think it made sense to me. Yeah, so any other questions, anyone, any other comments? Probably we can, about both inner sizing and exercising at this point.
Yeah,
so what did you guys talk about in the beginning of the lecture? Very, very short.
Yeah, in the beginning of the lecture, I started the lecture with the prerequisites of spiritual life. The physical health as a prerequisite, and then the exercise is one of the necessities to have a for physical health. So we mentioned this from the teachings.
Went
over this a little bit. And then we talked about a little bit about like what generally exercise means, how it is identified.
All right.
And we looked at like different, like how the different forms, how the exercising can be executed, like aerobic exercises. You know, running and swimming and things like that, flexibility and anaerobic, like weight trainings. So we went over these strength training, and these are the categories that people usually do them under, like in the gyms and usually in sports. But after going over this, we said, like, a mix of all these exercises, just like you said, done properly to strengthen the body or maintain the body in a state, in a health state. And then from there we went to Pilates.
Okay, thanks. Now we are up to date with everybody else.
After that I decided that we could go over the video so that we can have like a review of the video, as well as like some maybe like pointers and things to watch out for, or just how people like the video. And now I think we are halfway in the video, starting this exercise is done facing down. So if everyone is okay, I think I can go over the last part of the video, and then maybe if there are any other questions, again, we can have a discussion and finish the lecture with that.
Okay,
so in facing down, this exercise is also a great way to learn, like how to avoid like injuring the lower back during these kind of exercises, because these, like doing these, will teach the person also do the postures in yoga, like the bow pose or the wheel pose, more efficiently as we learn how to like extend like the spinal column or move properly. Here, one thing to watch out is that you, again, keeping the pelvis on the floor, and while keeping the shoulders down, having the neck and the top of the head kind of like going upwards or going back a little bit, just like in corpse pose in yoga. But this is done slightly more slowly and slightly in an easier way, extending the finger at the toes towards the back of the room and the top of the head to the other side. And in all these exercises, again, you should feel like some relaxation on the back, rather than like any pain or like you know, squeezing kind of like feeling. In the next exercise shown here, it's a kind of like a one level up. Now, when you raise the upper body, you kind of raise the whole upper body with the arms. So this gives you more opportunity to strengthen like the lower back and the back muscles around the shoulder blades, as well as the neck. Move up a little bit. And when you move the legs in the next series here, again, the one important thing is to keep the like the pelvis still, not moving up or down or to the sides. And then you will feel a stretch on your thighs and also like the back long towards the neck and the head. And in the next one, after that, taking it a little bit, maybe one level up, as you take the entire leg up with the knee and the feet, keeping like the upper back still. So like, probably might feel like, again, going back to your question, just one difference in, again, also in Pilates is that, as you can see, it's kind of like a, you know, going from one pose to another, kind of like improving the level, kind of like choreographed. You can just hold the position. You can do this in yoga too, probably, but yeah. So in this series, like, you first work the upper body, like learn how to raise the upper body from the floor when you keep the pelvis down, and then you raise the legs up. And in the next one, which is called like a swimming, then the person will do both of them at the same time. Here, just using the arms while keeping the body like still, just using the back muscles and the neck long. Here, maybe you don't see it, but my forehead is not touching the ground, and raising the arms. It's kind of like streamlining when you are swimming, kind of like pulling the body forwards. And in the next level, we will use the legs and the arms at the same time, just like in swimming.
That's really difficult if you don't know how to do.
Yeah.
If you're in a good shape, yeah.
And it really strengthens the upper back and the back muscles and the shoulders. And probably like this last one here is one of the hardest probably in this series. It is again like swimming underwater, extending the arms like up in a circle while you just open the legs to the sides and back. Again, just like as much as that, like as you know how to do it or how you should do it, if you get the feeling of more workout, then it really strengthens the body. And from here on, it's mostly like stretching, and this is also done in yoga too, like cat, just kind of like flexing the back, just like cats do, you know, when they're angry or something, and it helps to flex the both the back and the front side of the body. And that swimming, the swimming movement that we did, like the legs and the arms, can be done in this cat on the nails and the while standing on the nails and the palms. You raise one leg backwards and one arm upwards or front, the same movements but done on the kneel, one kneel and one hand in the next level. Maybe next time or next feast we'll have like the harder exercises or upper level exercises.
And hopefully by then we'll be able to find a way to, I don't know, be able to broadcast them on the TV or something so that we can fix Radha's problem, which others of us are also having. So,
I was wondering if Radha have any iPod connect to the movie, to television. Did you hear me? Hello?
I did, but maybe not Radha.
Okay. Are you there, Radha?
Yes, I am there. Yes, I am.
Yeah, we were wondering if you have an iPod.
If I have, I am what?
iPod. iPod, like a iPhone, iPod.
Oh. Okay.
iPad.
Okay.
You can connect, if you have, you can connect that to television and watch it, watch these exercises on TV.
Yeah.
But the problem is that the videos are don't seem to load fully on the iPod is the problem I'm having. So even if I connect it to the TV, it's only half the video. So, okay.
At least you can see him. She's saying it's,
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Eunice, do you have a different level of yoga or Pilates that if a student finishes, he or she gets a kind of a certification for next level?
Yeah, like the... The 4 or 5 people that work with me and the ones that took over like the centers, the first one I started and the second one, they all trained with me like that and get certified. And then, they did the proper like also certification with the some government agency here, and so that they can become like instructors. But yeah, there are levels of like in Pilates, and they start from like simple exercises just like these or even simpler, and then go to more levels. And first we also have like lectures, a little bit of like with the, how do you pronounce it, anatomy, like the, how the learning the body and the muscles and the, you know, the bones and all that. And in yoga also, like, probably these 7-8 like asanas that we have on the videos are not the beginner's level, but maybe would you say like
intermediate,
intermediate, yeah. And like in the book, the Anandamarga manual, there are 40 asanas. And some of them are like practiced like standing up, like more balancing. And some of them are like on the back or on the belly or sitting. So I think probably the difficulty is changes from one to another.
Are you going to add other disciplines besides yoga and Pilates to your center? Just like Kung Fu or Karate or Tai Chi?
While in college in the United States, I practiced Aikido.
Mm.
And I enjoyed it very much. It is not like the other ones, you know, like Kung Fu or Karate. Like, it's not that aggressive. It's more intelligent. That's how I felt. Because you use the movement of the attacker or the force that they imply on you. And you, with simple movements, you change the force that they put on you and maybe throw them off balance or... You know, it's more like self-defense and with key movements, using key movements to change the position or something like that to get out of the situation. So I enjoyed that. And I think that also helps like using... What you learn with Pilates and yoga, like how you to move the body and the inner like centering of the body and all that, like Aikido or those kind of disciplines, kind of probably can be put in action in real world and kind of situations more.
Do you think we can train people in these centers that you're creating eventually to the point that they can walk on the rice paper without making any mark?
Walk on what?
On the rice paper.
Rice paper.
Yeah, it's so thin and so flexible that you cannot walk on them without making a mark unless you are so good in balance and control on your body that you would be able to do that without making any mark on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we need to, if God wants, why not? Yeah. But I wouldn't want not like these centers or anything, like become like a hindrance or become like places that people are just do things from passion or ignorance. But help them in there. Like these kind of exercises, inner exercises, will benefit a person if they're following the teachings of the Eternal Divine Path with that ideation, with with reaching pure consciousness, just like tools. We talked about that, I think, or in the beginning of the lecture, like they should be tools rather than, you know, like just purposes of life, like to get a, you know, better looking body or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it will help them, like the elects could use, like just like the Jedis in Star Wars series, you know, if they will be used for knowledge for the benefit, I think it will benefit the communities of life. Can disciplining the body and knowing the laws of the universe better into better degrees, or the works, how can we work our bodies like more efficiently and all that.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to look at the movie they made in Mission Kung Fu yet?
No, I haven't. In fact, I saw that the link on the schedule, but I didn't try it. Do you have the movie up there? Like, can you, if you click on it, you can watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can do that. Of course, everybody's supposed to watch it tomorrow night. But if you get the chance, watch it. And probably we have to work toward having centers and exercises similar to that, and create the centers, then when people graduate from it, they can work on the rice paper without making any impression and learn the teaching in a deeper level, and we can start creating the Paravipras this way.
I would just love, I've always felt a great attraction to martial arts, like the real martial arts, you know, which is why I've never been able to do anything about it, because I can't, there's no real martial arts teachers, especially around here, but it's really an amazing discipline.
Yeah, my parents sent me to karate and judo and those kind of things when I was a small kid, but then they kicked me out of the class because I never did what the teacher was showing us, but just play around with, you know, some of the moments they found. But yeah, that was the situation, the problem there in the class, because when people try to teach something without spirit or without like common sense in it, but just repetition of things that you don't really know how they work or not, I think you lose interest, or I don't know, doesn't make too much sense, or maybe it doesn't make sense to people like me, or you know, maybe like Noor, because we probably have to also understand or realize things, maybe, I don't know. But I think this is a strength. Yeah, please.
Salam, Kiyosha. Your mic is not muted. We can hear you talking. I'm not sure if you know that.
Is it her or is the background from...
It sounds like somebody might have called her on the phone, but she doesn't realize that her mic is still on. Anyway.
You could mute it?
Yeah, I can. That's a good point. I forgot. Okay. Yeah. Very good point.
There we go. Yeah, well, actually, the judo and karate are you attack, and kung fu uses the energy of the attacker, as you said, to like what Izzy was saying. You use the energy of your attacker to defeat them. So, and the whole idea is we learned all those disciplines. Mission does support martial art and yoga and Pilates anything which helps with the chakras and the spirit and calmness and control of the body and mind and energy, all those things are encouraged. And even Chinese medicine and Indian philosophy of, you know, healing yourself. So after a while, every person can heal themselves without needing too much of the modern medicine and someone else to heal them. That's the best way to learn how to use the energy of oneself and heal and learn to control and have balance and know how the body works and eventually become masterful in your physical body. And of course, the more mastery you have in your body, the greater a spirit can manifest through it. So, of course, you don't have to, but I'd like to see what you said. You're open to it, to see, to create centers like that, that we can teach people to master their body at the same time, eventually joined to understand the teaching of the mission in a greater degree. So when they graduated, they not only learned how to control the body and heal it, but also how to have a greater mind intellectually and spiritually to manifest greater things for the mission as a part of creating the new man. New man is not going to be the one that is out of shape physically.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, when while I was doing the website for Beyond Mind, first putting it together, writing things there, in the classes, I already have like Aikido and Tai Chi and even dance, like meditative dance. Probably we can probably have Tantava and Tantavi and all that there. But right now it's only Pilates and yoga that I do, because you have the vision and then putting in the real world, having the vision manifest, I think is a different thing. I think the centers are also like training for me. Like we have this greatest vision, the mission, and how it will come to life.
Sure. Well, we don't have to do it right away. I don't mean at all, right away at all. But that is the vision everybody can work on and realize how can it be done. So when we have the, I'm sure there are other people going to join us, can help, you know, to even promote this in a greater degree. But that is the vision, eventually have centers that the people, you know, are strong in body, mind, and spirit, not in one or the other one. They have to go hand in hand if you want to create balanced people. Okay, well, sure. That's, I just wanted to put that in your lecture. I was done with my questions too.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions? Any other comments? I hope everyone enjoyed the videos and the lectures to the best of my ability. And thanks God, I learned a lot in this process, and it was a great opportunity.
And please, I was going to say, just please say. Salam, and thank you also to Nihan. Both videos are absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, she says salam, like she was with me today, but she cannot connect because she doesn't have a computer at home, and the the laptop that she used to connect is not working properly now. The one at the office, she used to take that home and connect there to the internet. But she really wanted to be here, even though she doesn't understand the word. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she says so long.
Mm-hmm. Sure. She's a good yogini.
Yeah, she has like sports background. She studied like sports management and did like cycling and other things. But she was very like new to yoga. But yeah, she liked it and she learned pretty quick. Yeah.
Fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fast.
Quick too.
So yeah, I guess if no other questions, we can finish it here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Again, thanks God for the opportunity, for everything. And Salom.
Maybe next year we have 8 videos to talk about, huh?
Yeah, hopefully next year we will be like, maybe we will do the class or the yoga like in a group. Face to face or in person. Yeah,
person, yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, let's keep that in mind. Salam, everyone.
Salam. Yes. Thanks, God.
Go ahead.
Salam.
Did you want to say something?
I want to say, just keep in mind, Eunice, that 8 videos means 8 lectures. So good luck.
That's right.
I'll do the videos, but I'm not sure about the lectures.
Salam, everyone.
Salam.
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 Salam.